At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's up? What's happening on what we're calling Draftapalooza Friday here on the Hoffman Show, Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. The reason I'm calling it Draftapalooza Friday is because we are going to touch on elements of the NFL draft, the NBA draft, and the WNBA draft all in the show. In fact, we're going to touch on all of them in both halves of the show. We have some playoff talk as well. We'll preview the NBA playoffs, make our predictions coming up at 5:30. We'll hit the Eastern Conference 5:45. Actually, 5:40. 5:45 the East, 5:30 the West. In between now and then, Zach Harper will join us at 5 o'clock to fix the NBA's draft lottery. I think that he and I can do it because it is fundamentally broken. We will do that at 5 o'clock. We have a great chat with Mike Vorkunov of The Athletic on a huge sports gambling, ongoing story. It's the one that involves Jonte Porter, the now suspended former Raptor, who has been banned from the NBA. He had more details in his reporting on that. And then we are going to round out WNBA draft week by letting you hear a conversation with Jamila Weideman, the general manager of the Mystics, and live at 4:30. Lindsey Gottlieb completes our first round coaches. We got them all. We got every single one of them. Anthony, round of applause for you, sir, for some excellent producing. We got Kenny Brooks on Tuesday to talk about Georgia Amore. We got Neil Ivey on Wednesday to talk about Sonia Citron. And today we have Lindsey Gottlieb from the University of Southern California to talk about the Mystics' fourth overall pick, Kiki Iriafen. So we did it. We got them all. Anthony, excellent work out of you. Are you prepared to do the same exact thing next week with NFL draft picks?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, good, because that's your job. And you're doing a great job. So that's not said in a threatening manner. That's said in an exciting manner because, holy cow, we're doing it. Today on the show, though, we are going to start with some thoughts on the NFL draft. And their thoughts are going to come from Matt Miller, the ESPN NFL analyst who has joined us before. Matt and I had our annual sit down when I was in Indianapolis for the combine. And yesterday, Wednesday, he phoned into the Grant and Danny program across the hall at 106.7 The Fan and had some interesting thoughts on the idea that the Commanders will be taking an edge in this draft. There's one small problem with that, according to Matt Miller.
I think what will be interesting to see is how wiped out the board is at defensive end, especially because you have so many teams in the middle of the first round with a clear-cut need at edge, Atlanta, Arizona, Cincinnati, and they pick back-to-back-to-back. You have the Chargers at 22. They could definitely take an edge rusher. The Ravens at 27, the Lions at 28. So there's like six teams between pick 15 and we're Washington at 29 that could take edge rushers. So it will be like, if you want to sit there as a fan on Thursday night, print out my rankings if you want and cross off those edge rushers, because we can all want an edge to be there at 29. There might not be, because that run could absolutely happen.
It could. And so let's go through that exercise actually real quick. I was going to do this with, by the way, Anthony, I got to say real quick, as I pull up Matt Miller's rankings, because he's the one who said this, it feels only right that we use his rankings, not somebody else's. But I did get a hard copy of The Beast. Ooh. I don't know if you saw this on my Instagram yesterday.
I did. I think Rachel recorded you opening the package.
Yeah. Well, I don't think I posted the picture on my Hoffman Sports Instagram. You saw it on my personal Instagram. Yeah. Rachel, my dear wife and I are having very different weeks at work. To say the least, but, I got my hard copy of The Beast, and I'm pretty pumped about it. It is thick. She's thick with about three C's, Anthony, that Beast draft guide.
It looked like it was.
Yeah. Matt Miller, though, has his top 600 prospects on ESPN.com. And so if we just control F edge here, let's play a game, Anthony. Will this player be available for Washington at 29?
Uh-oh.
Ready to play the game.
Yep.
And by the way, we kind of played this game yesterday because we did a mock draft, and I made sure that we were going to have this conundrum, and we still did get an edge at 29. But Abdul Carter.
He will not be available.
Yeah, no, I don't think he's going to be available. He is the number one overall player on Matt Miller's board. Next up, we have Jalen Walker, number five player on Matt Miller's board, and he's an edge out of Georgia.
He will not be available.
Very, very unlikely. I will say he might be available later than people think. He is very high on Matt's board. He's very high on Dane's board. He's very high on a lot of boards. But he's a very particular kind of player, and I don't like, all it takes is one. If Carolina loves him at 8, then like, okay, fine, he's done. If Arizona at 16 loves him, then okay, it's done. He's a bit of a different, like, he's not a full complete player in the way that Abdul Carter is, or even some of these other guys that just don't have the upside. He's one worth watching, but he very likely is not going to be available at 29. Okay. Mike Green, edge, Marshall.
Possibly. I would say maybe there's a 40-50% chance.
Here's what I would say. If he's available at 29, you don't want him. Because if he's as good as he is and he falls that far, he's falling for reasons that he should be completely off your board from a character standpoint. Slash a things he's done standpoint. Again, Green has been alleged of sexual assault twice. Teams are doing their investigation. Their teams are doing their homework. The results of that work will be what it will be. But if everyone's like, we're not touching that, then you should not be the team that's like, yeah, it's fine with us. No good on Mike Green if he's available. All right. Next up, 27th player on, Matt Miller's board, Shamar Stewart.
I would probably say there's a 50-60% chance he's available just because of the raw talent and the lack thereof production.
The lack of production is what's going to make him available. And at 29, again, because they don't make dudes that are 6'5", 270 that run 4'5", and jump 40 inches and have an 11-foot broad jump. Like, this dude as an athlete is rare. And if he's available at 29, it might be worth it. But probably not going to be available. Mikael Williams, edge at Georgia. Slightly downsized version of Shamar Stewart with more production. 6'5", 260. Definitely missed, the production wasn't as good in 2024 because he had an ankle issue, but looked way more explosive on the 23 tape.
Yeah, I think there's a good chance. Maybe
he's
60.
He's gone. That dude's not making it. But he is 28th player on Matt Miller's board.
Uh-oh.
Ezeraku, he's 36th on Matt Miller's board.
This is your guy, Craig. I think there's a 67. I think there's a maybe a 70%, 75% chance he's available.
The closer we've gotten, the less available I think he's going to be.
Oh.
I just think some team's going to be like, why wouldn't we take the guy that had 16 and a half sacks? And that guy might be the guy that recruited him to Boston College, which is Green Bay Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hathaway. Worth saying. He finished second in FBS in sacks.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Now you get into the guys that I think are going to be available. Landon Jackson, Edge, Arkansas.
Available.
Available. But do you want him at 29? Like, he's to explain the difference in a guy, because like I can make a case or I can start talking about him in a way that will make you go, yeah, sick, sign me up. Dude plays his absolute face off. He is like a command. Like when I 3 months ago when Logan started watching guys and I was like, who's got the commander tag for you? Landon Jackson might have been the first guy that he mentioned. This dude plays so hard. His effort is incredible. He loves football. And he's 6'6", 264. He's got really good measurements in terms of like the 40s and the jumps. And like, dude's a freak athlete. So you're like, well, what's the problem? He's stiff as a pass rusher. He doesn't have great production. He just doesn't have a lot of pass. Like, despite the athleticism, which can help him play the run and all that kind of stuff, he doesn't have the pass rush juice to be a first-round pick. And so that's why he's available. Next up, Femi Oladejo. He's a guy that has all of a sudden been pushed up lists, but is probably not a first rounder. The only other two guys that I think are worth mentioning these guys are outside of Matt Miller's top 50. James Pierce Jr., the edge out of Tennessee, he's got him at 54. So that's really low for Pierce as a player based off the tape. And again, there's the character questions. We had the great conversation with Jeremy Green yesterday about this, but it's going to depend on whether they think that he's just immature or whether there's more there to be worried about, of whether or not he's a guy that they would take as a commander. I also will say this, even if there's questions about it, the more I think about it, the less I think that they're going to take him. Because even though Jeremy like opened my eyes to the idea, he's not going to get the commander tag. And there's no way that they're going to take a guy in the first round that doesn't get the commander tag, right? Like that seems the simplest way to explain this.
Yeah, I think that makes perfect sense. But again, like they're going to do their due diligence as far as, you know, figuring out like who this guy is, who he really is. Because again, what's being reported, you know, out there, and then what Jeremy's heard, you know, they're contrasting viewpoints on him. So
yeah, and to be clear, there's no dispute over the facts, right? The dispute is what it means, right? Is this a bad kid who doesn't love football and is in it for the wrong reasons? Or is this an immature kid in a bad program who, when put in better circumstances and allowed to grow a little bit as a person, will be just fine?
Yeah.
And Jeremy's contention is he's not a bad kid. It's a bad situation, which I'm open to. And frankly, like if James Pierce is not a bad kid, and he's 21 years old, like we should be sensitive to that. Like, we just chop these kids up like, whatever. They're just characters in a video game. Like, these are young men. And I think we can be human about that. And the older all of us get, now that I sit here as a 35-year-old, like I realize just how young 21 is. So I don't want to be insensitive here. And so I very much hope that all the scuttlebutt winds up being wrong about James Pierce, and that he is a good kid, and that he grows into a good young man and has a very successful career because he finds a group of people that get the best out of him. I just don't know that if you do the cold hard analysis, if you're Adam Peters, is that a risk you want to take at 29 when you built your whole program on dudes who are commanders that you're taking in the draft? Because I just don't feel like, even if you feel like he's a little immature, that is the kind, like, compared to, like, we want Mikey Sainer still. Like, we want Jaden Daniels. That, to me, is the kind of guy that they go after. The other guy that's worth mentioning, Nick Skorton, Texas A&M. He's the only other guy I've ever seen mocked in the first round that's on this list. Everyone else, you're looking farther down the list. You're looking at guys that are second, third, fourth rounders. So that is the edge class and kind of where it is. Matt also talked to Grant Danny about the corner class. Could there actually be better options there at 29? You'll hear Matt Miller from ESPN's thoughts next on the Hoffman Show before Lindsey Gottlieb, head coach, USC women's basketball, joins us at 4:30.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.